Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. It's showtime, folks, and the Tennessee Titans are on the clock. Welcome in, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. He's Big Joe Duman. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier on the ones and twos. Hope you're having a great, fantastic start to your day. What's up, JoJo?
I don't know. Where do we start, man? Where do we start with all this? This is y'all's show today. Call in, you know. You got the number one pick. What do you want to do? You got changes. Things are happening. We're waiting to see what's going on. I mean, this is a day where you just refresh your computer or your phone all day long.
Brian Callahan will speak at 1:30 today, so you can hear that on DVD in its entirety, Willie. So make sure you tune in for that, and that will be good. And then Jared will have full reaction. We'll have full reaction and news as it comes out. So here's what we know so far just from the league. Doug Peterson has been fired in Jacksonville. No surprise there. We kind of knew that was coming. Gerard Mayo has been fired after 1 year in New England. That one's a little bit of a surprise, but it's also not a surprise because I think it's kind of the case of I started dating someone. There was someone else. I thought I picked the right one. I didn't pick the right one. Mike Vrabel will most likely be the head coach in New England. I just don't see that not being the case.
Right. Where else would he go when that ownership loves Mike Vrabel?
I think Bob Kraft, when he made the decision to go with Gerard Mayo, he didn't think Mike Vrabel would be available. Mike Vrabel became available, but he had already committed to Mayo.
Right.
This year happened. The year was not good. They were not going to be good, but the year was not good at all. He knows Vrabel's available. He saw Vrabel go and flirt with the Jets. Belichick did that. He's like, I can't do this. So he fired Mayo because he knows he can get Vrabel.
I hope the headline of the Boston.
Daddy's going home.
I hope the headline of the Boston Globe is, hold the Mayo.
Basically.
I know. So, yeah, I mean, if he doesn't get it, then I don't know what's happening there. But it's crazy. Now we sit here and wonder what's going to happen. So, Chase McCabe. The floor is yours.
I think that Brian Callahan will remain the head coach of the Tennessee Titans. I've always kind of thought that. I put a thread on Twitter last night right after the game. A lot of people responding and giving their thoughts, which we want to hear from you today at 615-737-1025. Our phone and text line driven by WilsonKennyHunter.com. I'm going to stay with my statement that I believe leadership in the front office needs to change. I think they need – I don't trust this current group with the number one pick, and we'll get into what should happen with the number one pick, you know, a lot. And so when I say the front office, I'm talking about specifically Rand Carthon and Chad Brinker, both of them. I do get a sense, based on some things I've seen on Twitter, based on some conversations I've had, that there could be some change, but maybe not all of the change. Meaning one or the other is kind of what it looks like. I'm not going to speculate on that until there's something concrete. But what I believe should happen if I were running the team, as Jared likes to say, I would change the general manager and whatever Chad's title is, director or president of football operations.
Okay.
I would then allow the new GM to decide on the coach.
All right, let me ask you a few questions. Why do you think Callahan should come back?
So it's a fair question because people have asked me that of what has he done to make the team better. And the answer is nothing got better. I will give you that. The quarterback that he was brought in to evaluate did not get better. But is that an indictment on him or is that an indictment on the quarterback's just not that good? I think I know the answer. I don't think Will Levis is that good. I think that's what that means. Offensive line was not fully addressed by the front office.
Again,
it was not. They did draft a tackle. I think maybe they drafted a right tackle, tried to play him at left tackle. Ultimately, they may need to put him back at right tackle. I don't know.
They did sign the top free agent center.
They did. Who got hurt? That's not Brian Callahan's fault.
But halfway through the season, he wasn't good to begin with. But go ahead.
No.
Right.
Right tackle continues to be a problem. They're going to have to address that. I'm not going to put that 100% on the coach. Secondary got hurt, but some of the late round draft picks that they brought in, I thought impressed. So secondary, I'll say was hurt, but okay. You know, Brownlee, I think, has shown promise. But these guys that they paid, again, that's not on the coach. That's on the GM. You know, got hurt and were hurt. And, you know, they're going to have to figure that part out.
Okay.
Defensive line, okay. Jeffrey Simmons is not this elite player like everybody thought he was going to be.
And these are all reasons you think Callahan should come back.
Yeah, because okay. I'm not putting that on him, per se. Run game was fine. I mean, he's not Pollard's not Derrick Henry, but he's over 1,000 yards. That's pretty good. Over 1,100 yards.
Okay.
Thought the run game was fine. Calvin Ridley, it took him a while, but he came on towards the end or halfway through the season. He went over 1,000 yards. Overpaid, but I thought he was okay. Nick Westbrook-Ikhine. So to me, if you're going to blame Will Levis on Brian Callahan, that's your prerogative. I don't think you can 100% blame Will Levis on Brian Callahan because Rand Carthon's who drafted him. And if a guy's not that good, I don't care how good of a coach you are, you're not going to turn him into Tom Brady.
So you're in favor of keeping Callahan, bring a whole new GM and front office in here, and then try to work together?
I am in favor of bringing in a new GM and letting them decide.
All right. I mean, there are no right or wrong answers, just opinions. Here's my thing. Gone. All of them.
You say clean house.
Gone. Callahan, this football team down the stretch was woefully unprepared and motivated. That's a head coach problem. He's not getting any better. He never called a play in this league until the Chicago Bears game back in September.
Fair.
Woefully unprepared. They drafted, They signed guys, I mean, just clean house. Just clean house. It's okay, as we've talked about. Guys get fired all the time. It's okay. It's not personal. It's business. They get fired all the time. Go find your GM and then step away, Amy. You can't do it, but you're going to have to because you have the worst franchise and football team in the National Football League. Step away. You have shown nothing. 3 years ago, you were the number one team in the AFC, the number one team. In three short years, you're now the worst team and franchise in football.
Yeah, and I want fans to hear what you are saying. By the metrics set forth by the National Football League, you are the worst team in the league. Yep. You have the number one overall pick. You did not acquire that via a trade. You got that. Because you have, I know there are other teams that have your record, but based on the metrics that break ties and all of that stuff, you are the worst team in the National Football League.
And some of y'all celebrated that. Some of you Titans fans celebrated that.
You got the number one
pick.
That's
sad. But this football team was woefully unprepared most of the season. Clean house. It's okay. A lot of teams have done a one-year coaching out. It's okay. It happens. You move on. We can't go back to the beginning of 2024 and redo all this. You can't. You go forward now. You can't unscramble eggs.
You can't
unscramble eggs. All you do is go forward. This franchise is terrible. Clean house. It's okay. Find the GM or whoever it is, some hotshot director of pro personnel who's really could be a good GM. Find that guy. I don't care. Just clean house because what you got here ain't working. It's not going to work. And so now where do you go from here? I don't, you know, I'm telling you, this sounds so weird and so odd and don't hate me. I'd take Deion here now. I don't care.
Oh boy.
I don't care. Give me some excitement over there at Baptist Sports Park. Give me something. Maybe he'll find guys that'll play for you. Maybe he'll bring in a coaching staff that'll play for you. It ain't working. That's my thing. It's not working, and it starts at the top with Amy Adams. You are to blame for 100% of this dismal franchise. You are your father's daughter. It's a terrible team, terrible franchise. You're to blame.
So we're going to do a lot of this today, a lot of reaction. Brett Kern will join us at 10 like he usually does to kind of give his thoughts on things. But I just could not help but laugh. I was watching the game yesterday, and this dumpster fire of a team.
Right.
And look, they weren't out there tanking. They were trying. It's just a bad team.
Yep.
Like that, I loved Callahan's answer when asked about that play to a guy I've never heard of that scored that touchdown. It was like the Hail Mary that Levis threw. It's like, hey, was he the, you know, was so-and-so intended or was it him? And he just said yes, and then he laughed. And it was just like, look, it wasn't his ball, but it worked out and whatever. That's the season. But I laughed because this happened during the broadcast of the game.
Time to go to New York for an update.
Guys, this must be a mistake, but I'm going to do it anyway. We've got a Houston Oilers fumble picked up by the Houston Texans and ran back for a touchdown. And yes, that does appear to be two times in a row that the Houston Oilers uniforms have been worn against the Houston Texans, and the Texans happen to be 2-0 while wearing them. How about that?
Thank you, JJ, for that history lesson.
That was during the game. They do highlights of other games usually, but they did a highlight of the game that they were calling, and it happened to be J.J. Watt, which made it even better. That's on CBS. That's not the Titans' fault, but it just made me laugh because that's just
right.
Another example of the right? You know, the dumpster fire that is.
Well, when I saw them, I'm like, oh, they messed up. They're showing a highlight from the game that we're watching right now. And then when I heard J.J. Watt say that, I was like, oh, man. I mean, tell me that's just not – in Amy Adams' face.
Oh, yeah.
And look, let's be done with the uniforms versus the Texans here in Nashville.
Yeah, I like wear them once or twice a year, but it doesn't always. The first time against the Texans, okay, I'll give you that. Yep. But it doesn't have to be every time.
Right. I don't know that, but that's embarrassing.
Work something. The Patriots come here next year. Let's do the Oilers and let's do the old Pat.
No. Remember last time they did that, what happened? No, we can't do that. That was 59-0, 2009.
I don't care. No, I'm demanding it right now.
That was one of the worst games ever.
In fact, if it doesn't happen, I will lose my job, but I will tell everybody on the station not to talk about the Titans ever again.
Okay. Could you imagine that, not talking about
them? Jared couldn't do it.
We're not talking about them today.
Jared would be banging on Bud Walter's door saying to get me out. So
right. I think a lot of people would do that.
They'd probably be right.
But that's something. I mean, so that's – look, it's embarrassing, and that adds more embarrassment to what's going on over there. I mean, how could she walk around just with a smile on her face? When your team that you own, that you have meddled in, is the worst team in football. People get fired for that. I know you can't fire the owner, man, but I just don't know where you go from here. And you're going to bring Callahan back? You don't make any changes? Then you deserve to be the worst football team again next year.
615-737-1025. We will get to your comments. You can call, you can text, you can vent, you can whatever. You can agree, you can disagree. It is all on the table today. The Titans season officially over, and they officially have the number one overall pick in the draft coming up here in a couple of months. What happens now? Should Brian Callahan be back? Should Rand Carthon be back? Should Chad Brinker be back? Should anybody else be gone? What do you think? 615-737-1025. We'll discuss that and much more next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
Do you believe this team can become a winning football team, or is there going to have to be some serious changes in this offseason?
Oh, absolutely. I think we can be a winning football team. I think if you look at the things that you can that we can control, that we can improve, the turnovers, the penalties, the negative plays that we had, sacks are part of that. There's a lot of things that we can improve coaching-wise. There's a lot of things we can improve schematically that I think will allow us to be a competitive football team. And we were competitive in games this year that we had opportunities, and we found ways to lose the game, which is, you know, that's what we got to stop doing. Got to find ways to protect the ball better, less penalties, and we're going to put ourselves in better position. Obviously, keep adding as many good players as we can add, and I think we have a chance to be a really good football team, and we just got to keep building that process as we go along. But I got a lot of belief in the guys in the locker room, the players that are here, the players that we'll end up adding at some point. We're just going to keep building, and I got a lot of confidence in where we're headed and how we're going to get there.
So perfect, the Undertaker's theme on the Titans season. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 the game. Also, Raw debuting on Netflix tonight, so I'm kind of in the wrestling mood, so it works. But what do you think about that? And look, you've been very – you believe that just full-scale changes need to happen, clean house.
Gone. Goodbye.
I believe it needs to be the front office, new front office can decide on the coach. I'm not saying I'm against a house cleaning. I'm just saying I think it's more important to get the GM figured out, and I would go hire somebody with experience. My name, you want a name? I'll give you a name. Thomas Dimitroff. Thomas Dimitroff did a fantastic job in Atlanta. Was it time for changes because they never rebounded after that Super Bowl collapse?
Okay.
Yes. But Dan Quinn, I think we're seeing how good of a hire Dan Quinn is in his second time around. Dimitroff hired Dan Quinn. People forget. You know who Thomas Dimitroff drafted? You ever heard of Matt Ryan?
Yeah.
He's pretty good. I don't know if he's a Hall of Famer, but he was pretty
Falcons
good.
Were competitive.
He's pretty good,
for
right?
Many, many years in the team.
Dimitroff drafted Matt Ryan. Yeah. So he knows how to find a quarterback. Did they win a Super Bowl? No, they did not. But they got there, and they should have won. But they didn't because Tom Brady and the Patriots.
All right. So if you hire your guy, do you want that guy to have his head coach?
I want him. I would say, if I'm the same, maybe Thomas. Welcome to Nashville. We've got everybody in the lobby to cheer you on. Now you go do what you want to do at head coach. I'm already paying one guy. I'll pay another one if I have to. You go do what you need to do. I support you. I'm gonna go get out of here. I'm gonna go to Houston, and you have fun. You call me if you need me. I'm serious. That's what she needs to do after she does a press conference explaining all this and how this is all going to work. Which she probably won't do. She'll sit down with Mike Keith before
and do all that.
He does things
before he takes the Vols job.
Before he sings Rocky Top.
So if you're Amy Adams, you want Mike Vrabel to take the Patriots job. You know why?
I don't care what Mike. If I'm Amy Adams I don't care what Mike Vrabel does.
Yeah, you do because he's off your payroll.
Right. Well, true. Good point.
All right. So go have fun doing it. I'll write you a recommendation letter. Just go. You're off my payroll. But hire the GM and let him work his magic down the way. You hired Brian Callahan, who never called a play in the National Football League. All right? I know we've harped on this before. He was even a guy that's like, oh, we love this guy. He was just like, guy, the coach, I made suggestions to Zach Taylor to do that. All right, thanks, Brian. We saw you one here in Nashville. Take care of yourself and be gone. Clean house. Bring the GM and let him do whatever he wants. But I'm telling you, man, and I hate being this way, I think I'm on the Deion train now. Just bring him in. If you're going to leave and come to the NFL,
right. So you are saying draft Shedeur Sanders, number one overall, and have Deion as head coach.
What's the other? Give me something better than that. I'm here for the excitement now. This is a damn reality show. The reality show I'm watching over there right now, I'm turning the channel. You think I'm going to watch the Deion reality show? You damn straight I am. And what if he wins games? We're all like, he ain't going to do it. What if he comes here and wins games and guys want to play for him? Right now, nobody wants to play for this franchise. Yeah, it's about money. I get all that. Guys will get the money and all that. But other than that, why are you coming here? You're not winning games. You're not going to go anywhere. Bring him in. Let's have the circus here in Nashville. We'd love it. And fans, you would love it too. And you say you won't, you would.
Look, here's the thing. Like, fans – it's the first time I'm going to use this word today. Fans are going to bitch and moan no matter what.
Man.
They are. They are. Like, right. Like fans that are saying – like there are fans that replied to me on Twitter last night, this is the problem. You want a clean house. Rand did a fine job. John Robinson screwed everything up because you want to blame everything on John Robinson. It doesn't matter that, you know, these last two draft classes, John Robinson didn't have jack squat to do with, but you're going to blame him for him anyway. Because you're hell-bent on blaming John Robinson. Fine. Okay. Yeah, Derrick Henry. John Robinson didn't have anything to do with him. Okay. Hall of Fame player. But you're going to blame him. Oh, well, the Titans let him walk. That's on John Robinson. No, it isn't. It's on Rand Carthon and Chad Brinker. They let him walk because he was always going to. So, you know, just get over this stuff. Flannel Fred. This will get you fired up. Can you tell Joe Dubin to be more pragmatic? He sounds like a Neanderthal. Firing a coach in back-to-back years as well as the GM twice in 3 years is counterproductive.
First of all, I don't know what pragmatic means, but thank you for that. I'm going to assume that it's some sort of insult, so I'm going to take it the wrong way. I can fire anybody I want.
Yep.
If it's not working, I'm firing you. If I don't, it's my team. I'll fire as many people as I want to. That's my team. Problem is, Amy fires people, but who are we going to hire here? Just stay out of the way. Hire somebody. Get consultants to say, look, I think you need this guy, that guy, and stay out of the way. She's not. She fired John Robinson during the middle of the season, and they've gone straight to you know where after that. She's the problem. So that's the – you figure her out, boom, then you're good to go.
All right, Mike from Clarksville. This is a long text, but here we go. This is the only thing that can happen. Clean house and bring in a whole new regime. Hire a coach, hire an offensive coordinator, new GM. After doing that, start fielding calls for the first overall pick. Do not pick Sanders. Get a haul for the picks so we can restock the lineup the best we can with those picks this year and next. Bring in a bridge quarterback for 1 or 2 years. Next year, with the first round pick we get for this year's, couple it with ours and another pick next year and pick Arch Manning. Have him sit and learn and start the following year. It's the only way to do it. Any other way is malpractice. Thanks.
It's a lot there.
There's a lot there. Look, for those of you that hate John Robinson, I'd like to point something out. You know, he did, I guess he inherited it, but the team got the number one overall pick.
Correct.
And then he traded it. He traded a couple times, and because of that, ended up with Jack Conklin, who's pretty good. Derrick Henry, he was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I think Landry was 18. Ultimately a part of that. Like, basically what I'm saying is he did a pretty good job of turning that pick into a lot of picks that turned into pillar players for this team.
Well, he did, but also
– that's what has to happen here. I agree that unless, as I said in my tweet, if you are 100% sure that Shedeur Sanders is the guy that is going to change this franchise forever, and he is going to be the dude that you can build around, and he's going to win you championships, and you watch the film, and you talk to people, and your scouts and everything, and you believe that that is the guy, pick him. If you believe that Travis Hunter will be the game-changing player that your franchise needs and will take you to the promised land, if you 100% believe that, no doubts at all, pick him. Same with Cam Ward. I don't think you can say that about any of those players.
Right.
So what I would do, trade the pick. Find a team that is absolutely in love with one of those quarterbacks. Trade the pick. Move back to 3 or 4. Get a first next year. Get your third back that you don't have this year. You know, get more picks. And then I do kind of agree with the bridge quarterback thing, because I don't love any of these quarterbacks in this draft enough to say, yeah, that's the guy.
All we're talking about, and look, I love you, man, and I love Robbie and Rex Road, but it ain't going to work. It's the negative. What if it works? Why can't we change the mindset around? Like, what if you,
that's fine.
What if you get Deion and he drafts his son?
But my thing is,
give me that.
My thing is that in as the leader of the team, whether it's Rand Carthon, Thomas Dimitroff, Joe Dubin, you have to be, without a doubt, 100% sure that that's your guy. You might be wrong.
Okay.
You might be right. But you have to be – working with Floyd Reese for as long as I did, that was one thing that always stood out to me. He goes, as the general manager, when you make a decision, you're all in on it. You can't in the back of your mind or in your circle be like, yeah, I'm taking a shot here. I don't know.
Right.
You have to be 100% sure.
All right. I'm with
you. And if you're 100% sure on Deion Sanders and Shedeur Sanders, then go for it.
But you need to make it soon, make it quick, and be all on board about that. Look, I'd watch this. And don't tell me you wouldn't watch the circus that comes to town.
Of course I would. And I would, for what we do on a daily basis, like sitting through the crap that we had this year with this team, like, I'd be like every Monday, be like, all right, what'd they do now?
Tell me why you're coming back next year to watch this team. Tell me why. If you bring Callahan back, tell me why you're going to go over there and sit through that again. The last part of the season was, as a Titans fan, you should be embarrassed. Clean house. Goodbye. Take care. You're getting paid. That's fine. I'm out of that. And then go have some fun, damn it. Go bring something here. You're moving to a stadium in 2 years. right? Let's have some fun. Build some momentum. Go back to John Robinson for a second. 14 and 15 were two awful football teams here in Nashville. Awful. Robinson comes in, 16, winning record. 17, playoff win. 18, they go to the last game to get in, but sissy-ass Mariota can't play the game. Gun. 19, AFC championship. 20, they deal with COVID. They go to the playoffs. 21, they're the number one seed, right? So along the way, you're going to make bad picks in the draft. I get all that. But John Robinson changed that culture. He changed it. You can argue all you want to. And the Treylon Burks pick was awful, but it came off the fact that he had to say goodbye to A.J. Brown because Amy Adams said trade him. Trade him. She did not say, I'm telling you right, she did not say, what do you want to do, John? Let's do what you want to do. John Robinson would have said, he's a damn good receiver. I'm keeping him. That never happened until I hear out of her mouth that she said, I want him traded. It's John Robinson wanted him there, and it was her fault. So stop with the BS. We can't go back now. Just go forward. So hire somebody that's fun, exciting, and do this.
615-737-1025. We got loaded lines. We will get your calls coming up next. Also, DaveHead77 on Twitter says, OMFG, at Big Joe on the Go on 1025 The Game, just said on air, as opposed to off air,
right,
that the Titans should fire Callahan and get Deion Sanders. This guy needs to be relegated to the boards. And then he tags Paul Kaharsky, Joe Rexroad, and me. I don't know why you're tagging PK and Joe, because they have no decision-making abilities.
It's called an opinion and a hot take.
Yeah.
And I'm going to stand by it.
That's fine. Thank you, Taylor. We will get your calls next, 615-737-1025. Chase and Big Joe on this Reaction Monday, 1025-1063 The Game.
Labor, I guess the question, but it sounds as if you're feeling confident going into those meetings that, as far as you know, everything is a go.
Yeah, I keep showing up. That's all I got control over, so I'll be ready to roll and ready to attack the offseason.
Broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Chase and Big Joe, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. Brian Callahan, I like that. I'm going to keep showing up until they tell me not to.
Yeah.
That's what we do every day.
Oh, I'm just laughing, man. You guys are all just – you bring up Deion Sanders, and you guys get all just uptight and pissed off. I love it, man. Even more reason
– I think people are going to get uptight and pissed off about anything today.
I think even more reason to bring – look, is it going to happen? 98% no, but my God, I'd love it.
All right. Before I get to the phones, I'm gonna you just set up a little rant for me that I'm – just going to get out of the way real quick. I cannot stand it when somebody gives an opinion like you just gave, and then the initial reaction is, well, it's never going to happen, so why even talk about it? Like I brought up on Twitter that Amy Adams Strunk needs to do a press conference, and somebody clapped back at me and said, it's never going to happen, so it's not even worth discussing.
I love it, man.
Then why the hell do I have a job? Like, I mean, then why do we even do this stuff?
Well, they're commenting to what you're commenting
right
on.
So like, that's why. Yeah. You're right. She's not going to get in front of a media corps and talk. Not in a million years. That's why I keep bringing it up. Because, and look, I know not every owner does it, but Irsay, you know, I mean, Irsay at least released a statement saying, hey, I'm standing with my coaches.
Right. We got nothing. Hey, real quick for the phones. You talk about she's not going to stand in front of that and ask questions. And you're right. Because at the Tennessee Sports Hall of Fame in 2019, she was coming down the carpet, and one of her handlers came to me and said, do you have questions for Amy Adams? I said, yes, I do. He says, may I see him?
No.
And I'm standing next to Jim Wyatt, and I said, Jim, do you tell him or do I tell him? And Jim starts laughing. He's like, I'm out of this. I said, that's okay. I said, you'll never see my questions. Yep. If she doesn't want them, I said, the fact that you coming down and being confrontational like that tells me that you're expecting something along those lines.
Yep.
This ain't the time or place to be confrontational with her, and I never would. So you are correct, Chase. She won't do it because they want the questions. They don't want to be up there.
I can tell you this right now. If they called me today and they said, hey, we've been listening to you, and you've kind of called Amy out, and she's heard that. She's going to grant you an interview. I'd be like, great, I'm on my way. You tell me when and where, I'll be there. And then they go, but – we need the questions first. I'd be like, no deal.
Right.
I'm not going to do – if man. You know me well enough and you've listened to me enough, you know I'm not going to – I'm not a gotcha guy. Like, I'm not going to bury you. I'm going to ask fair questions. But you're not going to see him ahead of time. That's not how this works.
You're exactly right, buddy.
And, you know, anyway, Michael wants to weigh in. Michael, you're first up. What's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. And my question for y'all is, and this is a hypothetical, I'm not reporting nothing, so let's say Amy Adams Strunk has just fired Rand Carthon and has hired both of y'all to be the GM. And Chad Brinker's gone, just those two. I want to hear what y'all's first move as GM is and what your strategy for the draft is going to be.
Okay, good question. Thanks, Michael. We will answer that. All right. So we're the GM. The first thing that we're going to do, I know what the first thing you're going to do is. You're going to fire the coach.
Goodbye. Oh, goodbye.
Okay. First thing I do, that's a really good question. I would field calls for the number one overall pick.
Bingo. Bingo. I'm not,
so this is where we're going to, if I'm the GM, I'm not going to fire Brian Callahan, but I'm going to sit down with him. I'm going to go, tell me about the coaching staff. Actually, let me rephrase that. I'm going to sit down with him first. I'm going to go, hey, what are you going to do about your coaching staff? If his answer to me is I'm not going to make any changes, I'm going to be like, well, you're fired. Then I will fire him. If he says, well, I've talked to Colt. We're going to move on from him. You know, I can make an argument for an OC, you know, things like that. Then, okay, all right, you're willing to make changes. You're willing to realize, you know, you got to grow and all that stuff. What about your dad? How do you feel that went? You know, I think obviously we need some better stuff to work with. Okay, all right, I'll work on that. And then I'm going to start making calls and listening to calls for the number one pick.
That's what I would do. A clean house, find me a head coach, and then at the same time, what do you got? What do you got? And do all that and give me – you might find a windfall of picks like, all right, I love that. And then you go out and evaluate talent and figure things out, and that's it. But that's the first thing is listen to answers and who you got for number one pick.
Chris and Dixon says, let's be honest, Amy should already know what questions anyone is going to ask her without seeing them ahead of time. Yes, thank you, absolutely. You don't need to ask. You should know. You should know what you're going to be asked.
Yeah.
And yes, why did you fire John Robinson would be one of them.
I want to know. I want to hear from her why she fired him.
If the news comes out in the next, you know, hour that she's fired Rand Carthon, and then I get a phone call that says, hey, you and Big Joe can come over and do an interview with her, I'm going to ask, why'd you fire Robinson? And then why 2 years later did you fire Carthon?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what has changed so much in that time?
And mine's going to be, what was your decision not to pay A.J. Brown?
Yeah. Was that you, or was that him convincing you that trading him was the right move? I want to know the answer.
Yeah. I mean, it's not hard. And people are like, well, we already know the answer.
No, we don't.
I want to hear it from her.
I think we do. 615-737-1025. Kenny the Mailman. Kenny, what's up?
Yes. Fellas, how are y'all doing today?
We're good.
Well, listen, as upset as I am at the Titans, I am really upset at Joe Dubin. Joe, why are you laughing? I'm mad.
Uh-oh.
I always watch the games, no matter how bad, with my lovely wife of 40 years, Babette, who you once called a figment of my imagination. Last week, I watched the game, didn't bat an eye, didn't smile, didn't eat a snack. She was very upset. We didn't enjoy it. This week, watched it, didn't bat an eye the first half, didn't say a word. She looked at me and said, what's wrong? What's wrong with you? I could tell. I said, I can't tell you. She said, what is wrong with you, hon? There's something wrong. I looked right at her and I said, all I see on that TV is Joe Dubin's dog scratching his butt on a carpet. Joe, she did not know you had said that on the air.
Right.
She snuck off and called the Cheatham County Mental Health Association.
Oh, no.
And it took me an hour and a half to fill out all that paperwork because of you.
Did she come back home yet?
I don't know. When all you can see is Joe Dubin's dog scratching his butt, you know it's a bad season.
Oh, it's the best.
If this were a movie, would you have labeled this past season the Towering Inferno or the Poseidon Adventure? Have a great day.
Oh, that's a good one. Thank you. I'm going to go because the Towering Inferno, you can get off, right? You can get off and run and find a way to escape. Poseidon Adventure, your boat sinking to the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah.
So it's a little of both.
I mean, this boat's been sinking for a minute.
It is. You know, and yeah, what's going to happen? We're sitting here freshing. Something's got to happen, right?
Yeah, and I want to say this too. I got into this, into radio, into broadcasting, whatever, because I am a fan. Because I wanted to be able to give my opinions and speak as a fan. That's why I got in. I'm not a journalist. I don't consider myself a journalist. I'm not trying to break stories. I'm not covering a team on the beat, as they say. I leave that to the professionals. Paul Kuharsky, Jim Wyatt, Joe Rexroad, John Glennon. Let them do all that stuff.
You break as many stories as they do, so keep going.
I've broken one. Like, really, one. That was Tim Kelly's title. That was it.
Love it, man.
But my point is, I get on here because I want to talk with you all as a fan, because that's what I am. I'm very passionate. I want the Titans to be good. Like, I pray for a day that we can get on talking about the Titans are good competing for a championship, the Predators are good competing for a championship, and even Nashville SC is good competing for a championship.
Sigh.
That's what I want. I want us to be a championship-winning city. But right now, today, none of them are close to that.
Nope.
And that's just the reality in the way it is.
Bring me the circus, man. I want the damn circus.
Jason wants to weigh in. Jason, what's up?
Hey, all right, guys. Hey, here's the problem with waiting for a quarterback next year. You sign a bridge quarterback, a bridge to where? Because you hopefully don't suck as bad next year as you did this year.
Right.
You're not going to get a top five pick for a quarterback. You better get a GM who can reach back there and grab one of these guys that was going to be a good pro that was not that good in college, because you're going to have a bridge quarterback to nowhere. So that's my comment.
All right.
Perfect. Thanks, Jason. Actually, that's a very intelligent,
it's a good call.
That's a 180 from Kitty the Mailman dropped on us.
180 doesn't exist anymore. Anyway. Sorry. Coming up next, you are going to tell the people of Nashville that the number one pick at quarterback doesn't always mean Super Bowl.
Thank you, buddy.
You're going to do that.
Oh, I like this. That's right. Bring it.
615-737-1025. Chase and Big Joe, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. 1025-1063 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 1025-1063 The Game, here on this Reaction Monday. Brian Callahan will speak today at 1:30. We'll see if any changes happen within the organization before then. But taking your calls, taking your texts, 615-737-1025. But you said something interesting. I think you put it out there on Twitter. Titans have the number one overall pick. Some of you were saying take one of the quarterbacks.
Yep.
Shedeur Sanders, Cam Ward. I'm more in favor of trading it and getting more assets. I'm not like super convinced that either one of those guys can be the game-changing franchise quarterback. I don't know for sure. You know, nobody knows.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of feel like get as much – much as you can out of, you know, that pick and get even more assets, because you got a ton of holes to fill. But you have an interesting stat when it comes to drafting a quarterback number one overall and that resulting in a Super Bowl.
Yes. In the Super Bowl era, for the quarterbacks who drafted number one overall, not number one by your team, but overall, only three quarterbacks have led their team to a Super Bowl victory.
The actual team that drafted them.
The actual team that drafted him. Terry Bradshaw, drafted by the Pittsburgh Steelers in 1970. You know what he did. Troy Aikman, 1989, by the Dallas Cowboys. Peyton Manning, 1998. That is it. Now,
Eli does not count. Eli was drafted by the Chargers. So don't say Eli.
I'll get to
all
that.
Because you are wrong. 1,000% wrong. Correct. And I will call you out.
Correct. So other first-round picks that have won Super Bowls: Jim Plunkett, John Elway, Eli Manning, and Matthew Stafford, all won with teams that did not draft them. John Elway drafted by the Colts, Eli by the Chargers, Stafford by the Lions, and Jim Plunkett by the Patriots. It doesn't guarantee you success. The odds are not there. Now, there are five more who were drafted number one that led their team to a Super Bowl but did not win. Can you name them?
Let me ask you a question before I do that. Do you semi-count Drew Bledsoe?
Gruden didn't start.
He didn't start the Super Bowl, but he did start, you know, parts of that season.
You can, maybe.
I mean, maybe. There, it's kind of.
But he did lead them to a Super Bowl in 96.
He did.
And they got beat by the Packers.
So he's on the, I guess he's on that list.
Yes. But so that's a 50-50. You can argue yes or no.
Cam Newton.
Cam Newton.
Would be one. Mm-hmm.
You just brought him up a minute ago with Thomas Dimitroff.
Oh, Matt Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, Matt Ryan's one.
Yeah, two more.
Burrow.
Attaboy.
Burrow would be one.
And then one more who might actually win a Super Bowl this year with another team.
Jared Goff.
Jared Goff. Yeah. There you go. Yep. So the success rate of drafting number one is not – I mean, the odds are small, really small. But you look at all these teams that won, all had a nice ground game and a powerful offensive line that went with them. So I'm just saying, there is a blueprint to do all that stuff.
Did Carson Palmer go – no, that was Kurt Warner went with Arizona.
Kurt Warner, yeah.
Yeah, Palmer never went.
2008.
Mike Vick never went.
Nope.
Tim Couch never went.
Nope.
Man. Bledsoe. Jeff George. I forgot Jeff George was number one overall. Testaverde.
Testaverde by the Buccaneers. Buccaneers had two number ones back-to-back. See, you remember who they drafted the year before that? Is it in that list? Number one pick in the draft?
Who?
1986. Does it show it?
Who? What team you're asking?
Tampa Bay had the number one pick in 86.
Oh, Bo.
Bo Jackson.
Yeah. I didn't know. I forgot that.
You had the number one pick, and he never plays it down for you. Then Jamarcus Russell as well. I mean, in 07, wasn't that?
Yeah. Well, so, he played.
Yeah, I mean, but just awful with the number one pick. Just awful, awful, awful. So you never know, man. That's why a lot of these sounds like the Darnold and the Goff. I mean, these quarterbacks that are kind of thrown away and they come back again. I was laughing the other day at the for some odd-ass reason, the Panthers put a picture out of – Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
And they're both on the team. And those, I mean, Baker Mayfield, I mean, look, ran out of Cleveland because Odell Beckham didn't like him, goes to Carolina,
yep.
Goes to the Rams.
Yep.
And now he's killing it, man. Yeah. So
I'm happy for him. I love Baker.
Absolutely.
All right, real quick. Edward wants to weigh in. Edward, what's up?
Hey, morning, guys. I don't know if you saw where Eli Manning – one of the 12 finalists for Hall of Fame. I think two Super Bowls and two MVP Super Bowls gets him there. The second comment I wanted to make, Deion Sanders. I think he's just too much of a diva. It's about him. You know, when there was some talk about 3 or 4 years ago, Kevin Byard, you know, being the best at his position. And there was some comparisons of him and Deion. I don't know if you would call that,
yep.
Especially on social media. he did have one of the greatest lines. As he was breaking about how great he was, he says, "You keep being the fan, I'll keep being the man." I think that kind of sums up Deion.
But, Edward, let me hold you right there. Chase and I, we've been around some head coaches in the National Football League in college. They're all divas.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
telling you, man. Yeah. Mike Ditka, Bill Parcells, Belichick, they're all – and they earn their right to be divas. So I don't care. Bring me some excitement to town. Give me something to look forward to. I'm all about the circus of Deion. And people okay. hate him, and that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. But yeah, tell me why it inflames you.
It doesn't inflame me. It just, I think there's better choices. This leads me to my third point, Joe.
Okay.
I believe if I'm the owner, you all were talking about what you would do. I would have, if I'm Amy, I'm going to have Rand's ear constantly. I'm going to be at the practices. I'm going to be at the meetings. And if it goes 0-4, I'm going to say part way with Brian Callahan. I believe in giving him more of a chance than 1 year. There looked like there was hope throughout, and I heard Dave McGinnis talking about this. You know, that there looked like there was some improvement in certain areas, but then you go and you have a complete breakdown.
Well, Edward, also, so, Coach McGinnis is on the payroll, so he's going to look for the sunny side of everything. I love him, but that's what he gets paid to do.
I was just giving you my opinion, Joe. But I just those are just my thoughts. I would be, it's just my money. If I'm the owner, I just don't see this as close to her heart as it was Bud's. I feel like it's almost a burden to her. I mean, that's just my
good
opinion.
Point. Yeah. Good point.
Yeah, so. All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Edward. Got to run on that. Appreciate
these are all,
the call.
You guys are all correct. These yeah, are, we're look. All trying to find a solution together.
Here's the thing. As and Brett Kern's going to join us coming up next.
Brett!
We're going to agree on some things. We're going to disagree on some things. But I think at the end of the day, everybody that's having this conversation wants the same thing.
Yep.
The Titans to be successful. To win a Super Bowl.
100%, man.
We may have different ways of getting there. But guess what? Like, there are 15 different ways to get to places here in Nashville. Eventually, we all come to the same place. That's fine. We can agree, we can disagree, whether it's Deion Sanders or Thomas Dimitroff or keeping Brian Callahan or not changing a thing or whatever. We all want the same thing at the end of the day.
Yes, sir.
That's how it is. We'll get back to the phones after Brett Kern. He's coming up next. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.